ABC Radio Australia.
Meanwhile, after one of the latest declarations, Papua New Guinea has a second female MP. Kessie Sawang has been elected as the member for Madang Rai Coast, and the result follows that of Rufina Peter, who was elected earlier as the governor of Central Province. Ms. Peter and Ms. Sawang are just the eighth and ninth women in the history of PNG politics to be elected to parliament. And the new MP for Rai Coast says the road to success has been a tough one.
I've worked on this for 5 years, so I was pretty confident that the race will be between myself and the sitting member. I worked on my strategies for first preference votes, and I worked also on my strategies for second and third.
And what do you think it is that has persuaded people to vote for you? Because, of course, history tells us that it's very, very difficult for a female candidate to get support.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I come from a district that is very remote, and the culture is very strong. And in the mindset of the people, like, political leadership is reserved only for the male. But I think it's the way we approach the issue. Like for me, I don't go and tell people to vote for me. I go and educate them about how the government system works. And I educate them a lot of things that they don't know. So when people have this new knowledge about things, they feel empowered. So they use the knowledge to assess all the candidates. And I'm sure you watch some of my videos. I don't actually campaign. I don't promise people things because I think in my district, because we haven't seen development for so long, the people have they don't trust the people who go and tell them that, you know.
Now that the declaration has been made and you know you will be heading to Parliament quite soon, I would imagine. I don't know whether you'll get there in time today with the sitting currently on, but what are your plans now? What do you hope to achieve now that you've been elected?
What I want to do now is especially be the voice for my district because our voice is actually missing, our meaning that my district. Our voice is actually missing there in Parliament. So the first thing I want to do is actually have our voice in there because in my district, we host two of Papua New Guinea's big projects. One of them is the Chinese-run Ramu Nikul project. The Basamuk Bay is actually in my village. And we have another project. It's an agro-industry project called the Ramu Sugar. It's in another LLG called Nahurawa. So we contribute to the economy, but if you come to my district, like, we have no roads and we just literally have very, very poor government services.
Now, of course, until your result was declared, we knew that Rufina Peter had been elected as governor of Central Province and she was set to enter Parliament as the only female member. Now, of course, there will be two of you. Do you see yourself forming some sort of an alliance with her, perhaps, to represent women in PNG?
Rufina is a friend of mine, and the first thing both of us will do, we'll set up the Women's Caucus. And there'll be only two of us, but we very much want to see many women actually come in. So that's one of the things we'll work together on that.
And what celebrations do you have planned now as regards your victory, or do you not have time for that? Do you have to get on with the practicalities of it?
We don't have like celebrations, fireworks, no, not that kind of stuff. But we're just going to bring the team together and say thank you. And, you know, in our ways, we say kai kai. So we do a thank you kai kai and that's it.
Kessie Sawang, the second female MP confirmed in the PNG Parliament, and she was speaking there to Richard Hewitt.